almost $5,000 back into our average family's pocket every year. 4747. I'll support ICE and our law enforcement. Support President Trump and remove these ridiculous woke rules like boys in girls' bathrooms. I'm Perry Johnson. I'm going to shake up the system and send you the savings. I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this terrific Thursday, February 26, 2026 edition. I sat and watched Governor Gretchen Whitmer last night give her final State of the State address to a joint session of both state representatives and state senators. Completely packed. The gallery was packed. She acknowledged some citizens, she acknowledged some police officers, firefighters, and then got into her agenda for her final year. As I spent the first half hour of hour number one today talking about her first point, literacy, reading by our young people in our public schools. Her second point that she is wanting to focus on is housing. And I'm very excited to be part of a team that's working on some housing projects here in northern Michigan that will be coming to fruition online this spring, summer, and fall. You're going to hear me talking about the Gardens of Alpena, a senior assisted living project, state-of-the-art, coming to Alpena, Michigan. Now, it only is the beginning. It only will allow 128 seniors, either couples or singles, like widows and widowers, to move into. But the plan is that these seniors all live in homes now. Those homes will have to be sold in the used market, giving them the benefits of the sale, the cash, to be able to move in to the senior assisted living project and independent living project that's planned for Alpena, Michigan. The Gardens of Alpena. Between 128 seniors moving into the project, freeing up 128 homes, these guys, this team of very unbelievable established construction managers, builders, architects, property management people, this team they put together is unbelievable. And I will be doing promotions, running ads, and explaining to you folks when this project gets officially approved, funded, and we get it going. Once this project gets off the ground, there's plans to duplicate it in Gaylord. There'll be another 128 seniors plus workforce housing project in Gaylord. This will free up another 128 used homes, 128 seniors, another 256 homes being brought into the pipeline this summer. We're also looking at doing projects in Petoskey, Sheboygan, and potentially, possibly, even in the UP. These guys have big plans to bring seniors absolutely fantastic, state-of-the-art living facilities in their senior years and helping them sell their homes for the most money possible in the used market so that they can afford to move in and live comfortably their final years of life. It was Governor Gretchen Whitmer's second most important bullet point priority of her final year as governor. She said that right now the goal for 2026 is to bring 115,000 home units into the market pipeline. Well, these guys are talking about doing almost 1,000 of them between Alpena, Gaylord, and another project already approved, ready to go down in Midland. Petoskey, Sheboygan will be coming on later this year. Everything she said absolutely explains exactly the plans of which I mentioned bills that they've already are working on in the pipeline. She broke it down by saying we need to do a massive rezoning of our state. We need to change the regulations when it comes to, and I was kind of surprised the governor was this well informed on this issue. Setbacks. Actual lots in the way they're broken down, defined according to either a platted subdivision or a site condo, where you can reduce the yard sizes, zero lot lines, setbacks being changed, getting the regulations on a standardized plan where every single community will be using the exact same standardized processes to get these site plans approved. Perhaps building restrictions need to be changed. Maybe they need to be updated to current technologies. The governor said point blank, we need more houses, affordable housing in the state of Michigan. She mentioned and talked about she bought her first home when she was 28 years old. 28 years old. She said 28-year-olds today can't even think about buying a house in Michigan. She talked about the median average age now in Michigan of a first-time home buyer is up to 40 years old. Think about that. 40 years old before you can afford your very first home in the state of Michigan? That's ridiculous. By the time I was 40 years old, I think I was on my sixth house by then. The median income of that first-time home buyer, that 40-year-old, to be able to afford a house in Michigan, $97,000 a year. Now, some 40-year-olds maybe aren't making $97,000, but maybe they're married. Joint family income is $97,000. That's insane. Absolutely insane. And she attributed that $17,000 was additional added cost to every single family home at a bare minimum because of regulations that need to be eliminated in the state of Michigan. The permit fees, the review fees, the tap-in fees, all of these regulatory fees put into a brand new house is unacceptable. And she's going to work with the legislature, again, on a bipartisan approach. I mentioned and talked about the bills, I think it was last week, a Republican and a Democrat, Aragona is the Republican, I remember him, I forget who the Democrat was, they're already working on it. Two bills, I believe, or was it a nine-bill package? I'm getting the stories, the new stories, confused in my head. I think it was two bills, but it could have been the nine-bill package. To change these regulations, these requirements in new home construction, it's going to affect the senior assisted living, independent living projects I talked about. Alpena, Gaylord, Midland, Petoskey, Sheboygan. If we can get those costs down, it will help reduce the cost, reduce the rents potentially seniors will have to pay. They're called pass-through savings, folks. It's that simple. If you only need to borrow $30 million to build a senior living project versus borrowing $35 million, you can reduce the rents because your paybacks of the construction loan aren't as high. It's all economics. Micro 101, macro 102. It's that simple. And this governor made it her number two priority. Absolutely agree with her 1,000%. And again, for that second bullet point, A plus. Totally shocked by her approach, her bullet points, and what she plans to do and wants the legislature to help her do this year, 2026. Because she's starting to connect the dots. She's starting to understand, even though a little late in her governorship, you got to have the workforce. The workforce is our children. The children have to be educated the right way in order to be prepared to do these jobs here in our state. Reduce the regulations, the cost of construction, and then you're prepared to build it. If you build it, they will come. Who will come? The job providers. The companies will look at our state and say, whoa. Perhaps under the next new Republican governor, they've eliminated state income tax. Each family will keep $5,000 of what we pay them to be our employees. They will be driving on better roads. They will have housing projects that they can afford, and their kids will be educated the right way. Schools are great. The test scores are great. We're moving our company to Michigan. She tried to do it ass backwards. She tried to throw money and incentives and tax abatements and grants at these companies to get them, to lure them to come here. But there was one problem. The schools weren't teaching the kids. The test scores were horrible. The roads were horrible. And they had no housing. Where are our employees going to live? She's finally getting it. Thank you, God. The last year of her governorship. First two bullet points, A pluses. We're going to talk about the third and final bullet point, health care. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I'm going to push back the third bullet point of the governor's priorities into the next hour because of a text message I got from Tom over in Boyne City. Randy, that may be help for new home buyers, but the cost to build a house is $500 to $800 a square foot in northern Michigan. Plus, the properties have gone crazy in this area of northern Michigan when it comes to rent. Let me break this down. I absolutely agree with you, Tom. I think you're a little high on $500 to $800, but there is very much elevated cost per square foot of new construction in northern Michigan, and I'll tell you why. Supply and demand. Competition and workforce. Nick Wallace owns J2 Construction in Harbor Springs. You can hand him a blueprint, and with his, I think, 40 some years, or maybe 30, because I don't know how old he is, Nick has the ability to look at that blueprint, send it off to the lumber company to get a takeoff done, to know exactly how many 2x4s, trusses for the roof, floor decking, the 3/4 inch tongue and groove plywood floor that he nails, glues, and screws down. He knows how to build a house. He knows how to build a project. He knows how to do a home remodel. He knows how to do an addition. He knows how to do decks. His problem is finding workers with the work experience to be a rough carpenter, a trim finish carpenter. He already knows how to call a plumber, electrician, to do their jobs as part of the project. The problem is, we don't have enough of them here in northern Michigan. If you've got so many potential jobs where people want you to build houses or additions for them onto their homes, you don't have enough workers. You can be very selective as to which jobs you want to build and what you want to charge for it, because you're probably the only contractor they know that they can get on a reliable basis to show up. They're quoting these elevated prices because they can get it. When there's more contractors, more workforce in our northern Michigan area, which there will be, I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but eventually this is going to start happening. you're going to see competition kick in. Now there's more workers and contractors willing to give the bids, and they will have to compete against each other. That's number one. Number two, the cost of these construction items will come down because of inflation coming down. Increased production of our own lumber here in the United States versus buying lumber from Canada. Governor mentioned it last night. Lumber from Canada, drywall from Mexico. We don't make drywall anymore in the United States. We have to rely on Mexican plants to give us drywall? That's insanity. And I'm sure President Trump is fully aware of this, and I know they're working on incentivizing plants, investments into building new drywall manufacturing companies here in our country. Timbering out our timber, turning them into 2x4s, construction materials. Eventually, Tom, I don't disagree with your statement. I do think you're a little high because I know construction costs of what we're doing these projects for, the senior living. I know what they are talking about for workforce housing. They ain't going to be built, stick built anymore. There's a company in Michigan, Jonesville, Ritzcraft, going to go to modular construction. Stick built in a factory. I'm going to go down and be touring this factory with Pat Battaglia. We are going to go down and look at their construction process to understand it. So when I talk about it on the radio, you will understand what I'm saying about these senior living projects coming to Northern Michigan, freeing up homes to be purchased by families. Interest rates already starting to trickle down. They're saying by 4th of July, mortgages will be under 5% on a 30-year fixed with 2 points at closing. When you make interest rates affordable where the kids can get a mortgage to buy a used home because the seniors are moving into the senior living projects, it's going to totally change Northern Michigan's competition. Other builders, developers will want to compete with these guys, and they will compete with them. Prices will be coming down. It's not going to happen overnight. Don't get me wrong. It's going to take a few years. We're going to have to train these senior kids on how to be carpenters, electricians, plumbers. It's going to happen. If the next Republican businessman governor takes the following lead from Whitmer, she passes the baton to him regarding literacy and housing. State of Michigan is bright for the next 10, 20, 30 years. We're going to get into her third bullet point, health care. Next segment, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your